gospel, we see Jesus giving a rather strong rebuke to the Pharisees, and then almost entertainingly, as we go through the reading, as the scholars of the law, as Jesus, and say, surely you don't mean us as well. And Jesus basically doubles down and says, yes, I mean exactly you, that you're doing the same thing. The challenge for the scribes and Pharisees is that they really lose focus for what their religion, what their worship of God is supposed to be all about. Namely, it's supposed to be about loving God, it's supposed to be about loving neighbor, and they basically turn it into something of a personal self-interest project where it really becomes all about themselves. What's going to be in this for me? What are other people's opinions going to be of me? How can I improve my stature in society? It really becomes something rather egotistic and really give alms. And really giving alms is something which is meant to be done out of love. And I think is an indication to say, if you want your worship of God to be true and intentional and worthy, then you have to get outside of yourself. And it has to be directed toward God, and it has to be directed toward the love of other people. I think for us too, it's a good reminder that even in our own worship, it can happen that even in our relationship with God and our practice of religion, that self-interest can begin to very subtly dominate the equation. And the next thing you know, all of our prayers are oriented toward the things that we want. It's oriented toward how can my own healing get better, how can I keep improving as a person, which of course can be a very good thing. But if it becomes so focused on ourselves, then we lose ultimately the perspective that Jesus really wants us to have, which is, in our baptism, our life is supposed to be about becoming like Christ. It's supposed to be about loving God and loving neighbor. And that then, by definition, is going to mean a certain amount of humility to turn away from ourselves in order to enter into Christ and enter into God, as opposed to thinking of ourselves as being in a hole and saying, if I just keep digging deeper, maybe I can get out of it. It really is more looking outward and turning toward that love of God and love of neighbor. I think as we consider how we can do this in a more practical way as we live our life, I think once again it is a very good thing for us to always check our intentions and motivations for all the things that we do throughout the day. And even going about some of the ordinary tasks of our workday, or even seemingly menial tasks, done with an intention to love God or for the sake of loving our neighbor, it can transform a rather ordinary work into something praiseworthy, into something which has merit and value in the kingdom of God. So my brothers and sisters, let us ask God for the grace that we would always follow the pattern of Jesus to move outside of our own self-interest toward the love of God and the love of neighbor. Let us ask that we would always use the great gift that God has given us in our intellect and will to actively formulate our intentions and motivations throughout the day precisely toward the love of God and the love of neighbor. Amen.